run by him. Larger, slice them, make juice out of them too. Have juice, they serve alive and dead. People are sick. The tea.
Red tomato? Pepper.
All right, yeah. Okay, fine. Now, these are onions about the size of this pencil growing in the ground, you call them.
Green onions?
Okay. And to take beans out of their covering is to do what to them, too?
Shell them.
Okay. And beans, name some different kinds of beans.
String beans.
Okay.
Lima beans.
Fine. Now stop right there. What do you call, lima beans are green, aren't they?
Yes.
What do you call yellow lima beans? They're like lima beans, only they're yellow. Do you have a name for them?
No.
Okay. Do you have a name for string beans that are yellow? They're just like string beans, aren't they?
Wax beans?
Right. The edible tops of beets.
I have no name for it.
The part of a of an ear of corn that you remove before you get to the cob. That's an H.
A husk?
Plural.
Husks?
Corn served on the cob is called?
Corn on the cob.
Okay, and the top of a corn stalk is called the? How about on a stocking cap, the ball on the end? Call that a
tassel?
Yeah. And on an ear of corn, that fine fiber. Stockings used to be made of this. Worms weave this.
Silk?
Right. This is a kind of melon that is orange in the center and has kind of a greenish-brown skin.
Cantaloupe?
Right. This is a kind of a thing that you eat with, it's a fungus really, but you eat it with it was steak. Looks like a little umbrella.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. And the poisonous ones are called?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of toadstools?
Yes.
What?
Toadstools?
Yeah, okay. This is a vegetable of the pumpkin family. It's orange in the center, has a green skin, and zucchini, Hubbard, and acorn are three different varieties.
I don't know.
Hubbard what? Or an acorn what? Or a zucchini what? It's kind of like it's green, you know, they're green. They bake it.
Squash?
Yeah. This is a kind of vegetable about the size of a, it's a little bigger, probably, than a cabbage head, but it's white. Boxer gets this kind of an ear.
Cauliflower?
Right. He had a sore throat. It was difficult for him to
swallow.
Right. And you were simply unable to do something. You say, I'm sorry, but I
can't do it.
All right. The negative of ought to. Of he ought to. Negative of he ought
he
to.
He should?
No, he ought to. The negative is. Would you use oughtn't?
No.
Under any kind, you'd say shouldn't?
Shouldn't or wouldn't. Wouldn't.
Alright. He shouldn't, I suppose. And you say, I'm tired. I worked all day. You say that, or I done worked all day?
I worked all day.
All right. This is an animal that's associated with wisdom. Bird associated with wisdom. The wise old.
Owl?
Yeah. And you refuse to do something, you say, no, I do it.
I can't do it.
You refuse to.
I will not do it.
Contraction.
I won't do it.
Alright, this is a shelled creature that swims backwards and pinches. That's the sea.
Crab?
Yeah. Does the word varmint mean anything to you at all?
No.
Under any sense? You ever heard the word?
No.
Never heard the word. Okay. Bushy-tailed things that eat nuts and live in trees?
Squirrels.
Okay. And small things are something like squirrels, and a little smaller, and they run around on the ground. See them on golf courses.
Groundhog?
Okay. They're smaller than that, though. Do you call it a chipmunk or a groundhog about this big?
Groundhog.
Okay. A bird that goes on to gets on a tree and pokes for
woodpecker.
Okay, any different kinds?
No.
Okay, an animal that was once a tadpole and now has grown up and hops around.
Frog.
Yeah, another name for one starts with T.